I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, Be Kind to Animals Week is observed the first full week in May every year. The longest-running commemorative week in America, it was instituted by the American Humane Association in 1915. That means this year is the 100th anniversary of a campaign to encourage kindness and consideration for animals. A lot has changed for us and for our animal friends in the past century. Today's pets are often considered part of the family, more so than back in the early 20th century. Be Kind to Animals Week has always been a humane education outreach to encourage consideration and compassion for pets, farm animals, working animals, and even wildlife. Throughout the past 100 years, many notable folks have used their celebrity to help advance the cause. In 1936, Shirley Temple served as a young chairperson for Be Kind to Animals Week. Jerry Mathers of Leave It to Beaver fame was the spokesperson in 1960. And in 1972, the kindness chairman was none other than the Duke himself, John Wayne. And everyone knows Betty White, who has been a longtime champion for animal welfare. It's important for people to be kind to animals all year long, but this special week is the perfect time to consider how much animals, especially pets, enrich our lives. Perhaps sometime during this next week you can put a bird feeder in your backyard. Why not call your veterinarian and make an appointment to have your pet spayed or neutered to prevent adding to the pet overpopulation problem? Help out at your local animal shelter by volunteering your time or making a donation of money or supplies. While you're there, consider adopting one of those homeless dogs or cats, giving it a second chance for happiness. And join me and the American Humane Association in starting off the second century of Be Kind to Animals Week by remembering that being kind is not something you do one time or just for one week. It's an attitude and a way of life that makes the world a better place for all of us, especially when we're speaking of pets.